Did you sit down? Yes, I
sat down.
If you were passing a bowl of potatoes to the guests, what would you say to me?
Please pass potatoes. No, have some potatoes, yeah.
Okay. Did you help yourself? Yes, I
help myself.
If someone passed the potatoes to you and you didn't want it, you might say, no, thank you, I don't.
I don't care for any potatoes.
If some of the food isn't eaten for dinner, it might be heated up and served later.
There's leftovers.
You put food in your mouth and you...
You prefer to
eat it.
Yeah.
But... Oh, we chew it.
Okay. What do you call a soft food that's made with cornmeal and eaten with a spoon?
Gruel.
Okay. And
broth. No, broth would not... It would be... Well, a broth could be very... But it'd be thinner than a gruel.
But they'd both be made with cornmeal?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Of course, now, you could... No, not necessarily. Your gruel is what you want, I guess, because you... The broth could be chicken broth or I guess the broth and soup come closer together than your gruel made of cornmeal.
Well, is gruel just cornmeal boiled until it's soft? Or do you know how it's made?
I think so.
Well, would that usually be for a sick person, or do a lot of people eat it?
A lot of people eat it as a breakfast food.
Okay. Peas, beans, squash, and corn grown at home are called homegrown
vegetables.
Vegetables are grown in a
garden.
What's a ground, white-colored food that's often served with breakfast? Put the butter on it or bacon.
Cream of wheat.
No, just this.
What now?
Are you talking about grits? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Now, wait a minute. Go through that. I think there's a different.
Okay. A ground white-colored food that's often served with breakfast.
Oh, I thought you put milk in. That's right, grits.
Uh-huh.
Or hominy. No, there's a difference in hominy. Yeah, a lot of people don't make any distinction. They call grits hominy, and then your hominy is real hominy.
Hominy is the big stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. What food is sometimes served instead of potatoes? With gravy, when I want you to
grab
that.
Right, yeah.
If the aroma of something is especially good, you might say, just...
Smells good.
Okay. Would you ever say, just smell of that?
Yeah.
Would you put the ob in there, smell of that?
Yeah, smell of that.
Okay. What do people put on pancakes?
Syrup.
And what's a thick kind of syrup?
Cane syrup.
Okay. And there's something that...
Honey?
Something begins with an M.
Oh, molasses.
Uh-huh.
Now, down here, molasses is something that you mix with hog food or for stock. We don't ever refer to molasses as the syrup you put on the table.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, a lot of sections, I guess they do, but molasses to us is an unrefined syrup with which, as I say, is used as a supplement in feed stock, and it's generally black.
Uh-huh.
You refer to it as black molasses, it's always syrup and it's on the table to
okay.
be eaten.
Okay. And it's refined more than
yes,
it's not called
yeah.
molasses. Okay. Let's see. If something isn't artificial, then it's
pure.
Okay, well, there's another word.
Real.
Okay, and there's still another one. Like, if on a wallet it might say something cowhide.
Pure. Well,
begins pure with a G. Particular word.
You're not talking about grain.
No. It's something that means real or not artificial.
Genuine.
Yeah.
Oh, that wouldn't be used around here very much.
It wouldn't?
No,
Now,
once in a while, for real emphasis, you say that's the genuine article. But generally, it's good or it's pure.
Okay. Sugar might be sold in some kind of container, but maybe in the old.